Pedro Espinoza sat silently in court, wearing a brown suit, glasses, and sporting a fresh crew cut. He kept his eyes focused on his lawyers, asking them questions periodically. Directly behind him in the first row sat the Shaw family. While the defense questioned potential jurors, Jamil Shaw Sr. watched Espinoza, the man he believes gunned down his son. 17-year-old Jamil Shaw Jr. was shot March 2, 2008, while he was just three doors away from home.
Oh yeah, he was a good kid. Never been in any trouble, never been arrested, never been suspended from school.
Espinoza is a member of the 18th Street Gang and an undocumented immigrant. He had been released from county jail on gun charges just one day before Shaw was shot. 23-year-old Espinoza now faces the death penalty.
Even though we know in California, what's the odds of actually having a death penalty?
The Shaw family has spent the 4 years between the arrest and the trial trying to get Jamil's law on the city ballot. The law would allow police to arrest and deport undocumented immigrants if they have been identified as known gang members. Shaw Sr. says that if this had been in place 4 years ago, his son might still be alive.
These are the ones that they need to protect us from. Criminals, you know, killers, murderers, rapists, you know, and they're not doing it. If they did, they would have had him because he's three gun charges in a row and you didn't know he was in the country illegally.
Opponents of Jamil's law argue that it could lead to racial profiling. The Jamil's law petition failed to get the signatures needed in 2008 to be placed on the ballot. Shaw Sr. says they will continue to try to make Jamil's law a reality as a way to honor the son who was taken from them too soon.
MVP 3 years in a row, all city, getting recruited from Stanford, Rutgers, a lot of small schools. You know, just the kind of kid you would think would make it, you know. You would think he would have made it. But it didn't, of course.
The juror pool will be cut down to 12 jurors and 6 alternates in the next few days. The trial is expected to take between 2.5 and 4 weeks. Andrea Kowalczyk, Annenberg Radio News.